Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh my, it's Monday. Thanks for tuning in today. See what kind of trouble. See what we blow up today. I'm just glad I'm not working at the nuclear power plant anymore. Homer Simpson and me, we decided, you know, it would be in the public interest for us not to be air traffic controllers or working anywhere near a nuclear reactor. So we asked you, and we got some interesting responses. What are you worried about? There's so much to worry about these days. Although I think we are coming out of the pandemic, but the good news has been overshadowed by the war, the invasion in Ukraine. Day 12 of the Ukrainian resistance. According to the UN, more than 360 civilians have been killed in Ukraine since the invasion began 12 days ago. More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine since late February. 1.5 million, many of them going into Poland. And Poland has opened up their borders. No visas, no passports. Come on in. God bless Poland. Visa, MasterCard, Amex have all suspended service in Russia. The credit card giants want to further isolate the country in rebuke of its Ukraine invasion. Now, Russia, to be fair, they call it a military operation. Right? I mean, invasion. Yeah, military operation. Netflix also paused service in Russia. Snapchat and Google Maps have turned off their mapping capabilities so as not to give the Russians any edge in finding their way around Ukraine. One of my favorite stories, the Ukrainians, and God bless the Ukrainians. Talk about tough, resilient. I mean, their nation is under attack. They are defending their country and putting it all out there on the line. Some of the people creatively changed the street signs. And apparently it's worked. So if there's no Google Maps, right, you're in your tank and you check your Google Maps and that's down and Snapchat is turned off. And oh, by the way, somebody messed with the signs. We don't know where we're going. Asymmetric warfare. People are talking about options. What comes next? Is the United States going to ban oil imports? And what will that do to the price of gas? Do we cut off Russian oil? Good news and bad news. The sanctions may have the perverse effect of enriching Russia, because if somebody's going to buy that oil, and as you've heard, the oil prices continue to spike upwards. There are some predictions, $200, $300 a barrel. Russia would benefit from that. They depend on oil dollars. Most of their money, they don't really export much except minerals, coal, oil, natural gas. 40% of Europe natural gas comes from Russia. But blocking oil and gas imports, you know, gasoline goes up to $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. Are political leaders, including President Biden, willing to bear that cost? And the political ramifications won't make them very popular. But if the goal is to do everything we can to shut down Russia's economy, that's on the table. Other options on the table, other than banning Russian oil imports, a declaration of war crimes against Russia. I mean, there's some gruesome video on social media of families trying to escape getting gunned down in the street. Obviously, refugees just trying to get the hell out of there and getting gunned down in cold blood. So, you know, will Putin at some point come before The Hague and face charges of being a war criminal? Also, new F-16 fighter jets. Poland is requesting new fighter jets from the United States so Poland can send their old Russian-made fighter jets to the Ukrainian resistance so that Ukraine can still have something to say in the air and fight back against Russian aggression. But again, gas hit $4. In California, it's $7. And we will be impacted. We are being impacted. The Dow down, what, 700 points. So a lot of uncertainty out there. When we come back, Pamela Falk at CBS is the foreign affairs analyst. And Putin said something really interesting to me a couple of days ago. He basically said that we have attacked Russia economically. In his mind, the sanctions are an attack. And I want to explore that with Pamela Falk and see the implications of that, what that might be when we come back. So some of us, the naive optimists among us, thought that maybe invading other countries to occupy those countries was a relic of the 20th century. And a lot of people thought, well, Russia, just saber rattling. It's just for show. It's a bluff. They're not actually going to invade Ukraine. Capitalism and representative democracy are linked. Do people living in Ukraine have a right to select their own future? They can't thrive in a world, democracy and capitalism, they can't thrive in a world where ruthless dictators can ignore sovereign borders without consequence. And there have been consequences, but they've been mostly economic, right? NATO, the United States, no plans to put boots on the ground in Ukraine, although there seem to be plenty of mercenaries signing up to go over there and fight on behalf of Ukraine. Wanted to get Pamela Falk on the air with us. She is the CBS foreign affairs analyst. She's immersed in this and has been since day one. I can't believe this is day 12 of the resistance in Ukraine. Pamela, welcome back.
Absolutely, Paul. Yeah, this is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. I mean, you said it all. I mean, all we heard today at the UN here was from the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, and the UN Humanitarian Agency. And they just said it's only getting worse. 1.7 million civilians have already left the country, and there's another million who don't have homes within the country. Poland's taken the biggest piece, but it's just, it's what the UNICEF said was unconscionable impact on children. But it's unconscionable impact generally. I mean, you're so right. Everybody sort of, certainly here at the UN, thought it's so against Russia's own interests. It's so against what Russians seem to want, given that 6,000 Russians have protested and they've all gotten arrested, of fighting their neighbors. Mm-hmm. But it happened, and it's not just in the East where Russia first said that the fighting had to be stopped, because there has been fighting since 2014 when Ukraine kicked out a pro-Russian government and really wanted relations with the West. But it's not 2014 anymore. It's 2022, and the vast majority of Ukrainians, because it is a democracy and there is polling, don't want the Russians in. And so the grandmother, the dental assistant, the shop owner, they all have guns now to try to fight these intruders. And it's really, it's just tragic.
And we're being joined by Pamela Falk on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Russia, when you look at the sanctions, economically, Russia has been canceled. And I don't think I don't think this has ever happened before in a wartime scenario. We're not dropping bombs on Ukraine. We're not, you know, violently attacking Russia. But in terms of the economics and trying to bring the Russian economy to its knees, that's exactly what the West has teamed up and is trying to do. And I'm just curious, Pamela, President Putin said that basically we have waged war, economic war against Russia. And there's concern. He seems to be flailing and failing. It's not going the way that Putin and his generals thought it would go. And as the desperation level rises, that he may use more barbaric tactics against the people of Ukraine, lethal weapons, even more lethal weapons. Some are even saying if he gets put into a corner, a tactical nuke, you know, don't rule anything out. Right. What are you hearing from the analysts you track?
Well, the Ukrainians are calling it medieval tactics. I mean, they are just bombing buildings, they're bombing civilians. And yes, there have been, it's been unbelievable how across the board American private sector, American government has really put the squeeze on the economics of Russia. And even travel, I mean, neutral Switzerland joined in. You see all these shows about American billionaires fleeing to Switzerland if they've committed a crime. Switzerland has frozen the bank accounts of the Russian oligarchs, the communist Russia's money class, and some of their yachts are being seized, and they're going after them to try to get them to convince Putin to stop. And the Russian economy is already feeling the pinch. Now, they do have a little bit of a white knight, so to speak, and that's a term in sanctions. If someone can come and bail you out, and China has maintained relations with Russia. But the United States has also put the pressure on China, so China has not voted with Russia here at the United Nations. The only countries that have voted with Russia are Cuba and Syria and North Korea and Belarus. I mean, it's pretty remarkable how many countries and where you see, I mean, even lit up architecture from the Hindu Empire State Building to Notre Dame lit up in yellow and blue for the Ukrainian in solidarity. The problem is none of it is stopping Putin. Now you are starting to hear the Russians talk about a humanitarian corridor to let these civilians out, because the International Criminal Court, very unusual, the prosecutor decided to start an investigation. And, Paul, if you think about some of these war crimes where the dictator is in the dock and being tried. It's 20 years later, the evidence is gone, it's hard to prosecute, and right now they've started an investigation and are collecting evidence in real time, so he's got to be worried that he can't go anywhere in the world, and certainly Russian flights are banned almost everywhere in the world now. In fact, the UN kicked out, the U.S. expelled some of the Russian U.N. diplomats, a dozen plus one staff member of the U.N., and Russia on Saturday, sent a plane to Dulles in Washington, and then they came as an exemption just to collect their diplomats. Right. Otherwise, they can't land Russian planes here.
Hey,
but
Pamela,
it's not stopping Putin.
Yeah, well, and that is the question. And people ask me, and I don't have a great answer to this, why are we sanctioned?
And then he attacked a nuclear plant. I mean, that really is scary.
Yeah, that has not been done before, and which, I mean, barbaric on a number of levels, but, you know, Putin doesn't understand the prevailing winds would take any radioactivity directly
into
Russia, directly towards Moscow, so it would be very short-sighted.
Biting his nose to spite his face, no question about it.
Hey, Pam, let me ask you this. I mean, these economic sanctions are necessary, but it's hurting the everyday Russians. We don't have a beef with the Russian people. We have a beef with the Kremlin, with Putin, his generals.
Right.
This 20th century, you know, World War II mindset, we didn't get our way, so we're going to invade you and take over your country and force our will. But I mean, I guess where my head goes, does it even matter if there's an uprising, millions of people in the streets all across Russia? Would that make a difference with Putin's calculus, or is it more the oligarchs and the generals? If they are swayed, then maybe there's a way to remove Putin forcibly or otherwise.
I think it's the latter. I mean, the theory of the U.S. sanctions are that it's put on the leadership because no one wants to hurt the Russian people. And in fact, you're starting to see more and more demonstrations on the streets. So it literally is on Putin himself, which is the first time that ever happened in terms of being able to travel around the world. It's sort of like an Interpol red notice. He can't go anywhere. And his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who is a diplomat. He used to be here, I mean, as an ambassador of Russia for many, many years. And they've put the squeeze on them now by cutting off oil purchases, by doing a lot of different restrictions and not purchasing Russian goods. That will eventually hurt Russian people, and the hope would be that they rise up against them. But it's mainly directed at the leadership and the rich folks so that they put pressure on him. But none of it's, I mean, look, even Biden, President Biden said, it's not going to happen. That's not going to stop an invasion. And the Ukrainian ambassador told me, I spoke to him on camera a few weeks ago, and he said, look, Putin wants to go down in the history books as reassembling the old Soviet Union and maybe even the Soviet Empire. And that seems to be what it is. And it seems very out of whack with any kind of modern leadership. I mean, this is 2022, and they are getting some pushback, but the Russian army is so far superior to Ukraine's, and the U.S. has said and NATO has said that no boots on the ground. And so that even includes a no-fly zone, because that has to be enforced with troops.
Right. Pam Falk, CBS News.
I had better news for you, Paul.
Well,
we'll see if, you know, maybe some of this pressures them to at least let civilians go. Right now, civilians can only go to Russia. I mean, that's no help.
No, thank you. We'd rather go west than east, but thank you,
you
very much.
And you see these pictures of a little kid with, you know, a doll walking down the street, orphaned. I mean, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's horrific. Pam Falk, CBS Foreign Affairs Analyst, sure appreciate your time and your analysis. Thank you for joining us, Pam, as always.
Absolutely, Paul. Good talking to you. Maybe there'll be something
Yes, I'm looking forward to the silver lining. Yes, the happy ending.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Pam. So it's been a busy show. When we come back, a few highlights that caught our eye next. Paul, back with you, DJ Jordana, filling in 9 to noon. Hope you can catch her. She was amazing, as she usually is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
But she was terrific this morning, and hope you can listen to her at 9 to noon tomorrow, and then stick around for Chad, and continue the trifecta. We'd love to have you join us again tomorrow. I promise to do better. Oh, DJ, why are you shaking your head? That's not positive reinforcement. You seem...
I don't know, because you're always so self-deprecating. You say, I'll try to do better next time, I'll try to do better next time. Well, I think you do a good show. That's okay. You can be proud of that.
Well, you're biased, and you had to say that. It was written on a cue card, but...
You paid me.
Thank you, yeah. Well, so, teachers are still in talks. The administration still in talks with the teachers' union. We don't know yet if there's going to be a strike in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Could be as early as midnight tonight. We'll keep you posted around the clock right here on your news and information station, CCO. But we're going to be getting perspective from people directly impacted, not just teachers, not just administrators, but parents who pay taxes and want to send their kids to public school. One such parent, Ryan Romine, is a parent of a kindergartner and a fourth grader at Seward Montessori School in Minneapolis. He gave us his perspective about a possible strike in Minneapolis.
You know, the writing's been on the wall for 2 years. We had a budget surplus last year. Why wasn't the administration angling to get more money for our teachers? We just found out, you know, a week or two ago, we got even more money than we thought we had.
Right.
So it's frustrating to hear administrators say they don't have the money. I also hear they have a reserve pot that they're not willing to tap into for the teachers. And yet, you know, they've made all these changes. In the past year during the pandemic, they did push through this comprehensive district design in Minneapolis. They made kids change schools in the middle of a pandemic. I can't imagine the teachers were happy about it. A lot of them had to reapply for their jobs. And now you're telling them that you can't give them, you know, more pay after all that they've been through. And, you know, especially the support professionals that are only making, you know, maybe $24,000 a year. These are people that are in the class with kids all day long, just trying to support the teachers. So I mean, you know, teachers union isn't perfect. I'm not in the bag for them at all, but I'm supporting the teachers on this one. They got to get paid.
Yeah, amen. We also talked with Jason Parkin. He's a meteorologist I've known for a long time. He's a meteorologist based in Des Moines. He was tracking that horrific EF4 tornado that hit just south of downtown Des Moines Saturday evening. EF4, it hit Winterset, and I asked him for his perspective on this deadly storm.
I saw as much as I wanted to of it, and people who know Winterset, Madison County, as in the bridges of, it's the area that's to the south of where the last glacier was in Iowa. So it's very hilly, lots of trees, and the road grid is not like it is in central Iowa, northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, where you have the squares. It kind of wanders. And so I ended up in really not a great spot, and I ended up just north of the tornado, just west of Winterset, and I could see the rain wrapped around it and decided to stop. And
smart.
I kind of passed that, the hail passed me to the north, the tornado to the south, and then I got behind it. And so I went over toward Norwalk, which is a southern suburb of Des Moines, and then kind of followed it off in that direction. And so what I was seeing was the big circulation, the mesocyclone, and the rain wrapped around it, and then the damage it was leaving behind, the big trees, the power poles.
Thank you to Jason Parkin for weighing in on that. Yeah, seven people lost their lives. Have you ever chased tornadoes? You're an adrenaline junkie. Have you tried that?
No, and that, you know, really has no interest. I like, you know, if there's a storm, maybe I'll peek my head out or stand in the garage for a few minutes and watch it, but no, I never have chased them. However, I did have a little bit of a close call with the tornado that went through North Minneapolis probably 8 to 10 years ago or right across 94 there. I was canoeing on the Mississippi River that afternoon.
Of course you were.
I remember I was, you know, we're in the canoe and I was calling my dad who was going to come pick us up. And we were like, well, we're going to keep going because the sky is green and we should probably get off the river now. And he picked us up and probably 20, 30 minutes after we got off the river, you know, that's when the winds and the rain started picking up, and then the tornado was later on that evening. But I remember going past, there's an island there where it's a nesting ground for a bunch of, I think, cranes or herons or something like that. And we canoed by and observed them, and then I was back there a week or two later, and most of the trees and roosts and everything on that island were destroyed. So,
oof.
I was close.
That's a little too close.
Yeah,
you don't want to be. Let me just state this for the record.
Okay,
you don't want to be in a canoe.
Oh, that's a bad place. Okay,
when a tornado strikes, that would be way down on the list.
Okay. I mean, we were a few hours at least before.
Okay,
but still so close.
All right. Ay, ay, ay.
You can still walk by. I've done it recently. You can walk by that area and you see the hole in the tree coverage, where there's no big trees in one section a few hundred yards wide because they were all taken out by the tornado,
Exhibit A, when people say, well, I live in downtown Minneapolis, and I live in downtown St. Paul. We don't get tornadoes. You go, well, yes, you do. And it's just statistically a matter of time before a big tornado does hit downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul. I pray it won't be anytime soon, but no. A few high-rise buildings does not eliminate that threat. I'm glad you're okay, DJ. Stay out of canoes during tornadoes, okay? Just write that down. When we come back, Jordana joined us with some good news. Man, did he brighten up Christina's life today. She's up next.
Be better than the Paul and Jordana bleep show.
You're 100% correct, Jordana, as usual.
And booyah. No, I just thought that was a dumb answer. Keep your thongs in your pants where they belong.
And
how's
what's the
response been?
What the hell? What was that? What was that? Did we have a malfunction?
No, this is my favorite. This sums up, because we've done our shows remotely and there's a little delay and it's hard not to talk on each other. So this sums up the last 2 years of radio here on the Paul and Jordana Show.
And
how's the response
been?
You ask the same question with different words simultaneously.
How's the response been?
This is making you happier than it should, DJ.
That sounds so good.
You and I both need to adjust our meds. Yeah. Hey, so look, we brightened up Christina Bangs Day. She lives in Eagan, Minnesota. She is the grand prize winner and gets tickets to see Rod Stewart on July 8th. And here's how that conversation went.
Congratulations. I heard we're going to dinner. Are you serious? I didn't know she didn't know.
No, she didn't know. Christina, no, this is a surprise?
This is a surprise. I am giving these tickets to my mom and dad. First of all, they have seen Rod Stewart, I believe, twice in Las Vegas, and every time he's come here. My mom is a huge fan. My dad, on the other hand, Jordana, is a huge fan of yours.
Yes. Jor has a ton of fans, and I'm at the front of the line. By the way, not only do Christina's parents get to see Rod Stewart, there's dinner at Flint and Kendall with Jor and her husband, Mark, along with a one-night stay at the St. Paul Hotel after the concert, not with Jordana and her husband, Mark. To find out more about the show, still tickets available to see Rod Stewart. In case you weren't able to win them, visit Ticketmaster.com. Do you know who Rod Stewart is, DJ?
No, not really. Is he part of Rush?
All right. That's all right.
Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, thanks for coming along for the ride today. DJ, thank you, my friend. Let's try it again tomorrow.
How's the response been?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.